Presser and News. I'm Mary Rhodes. President Trump promises strikes on Iran's power plants and bridges on Tuesday if the Strait of Hormuz isn't reopened. Elsewhere today, U.S. service member who was missing since Iran shot down a fighter jet has been found in a rescue involving dozens of aircrafts. The crew member had been missing since Friday when Iran downed a U.S. F-15E Strike Eagle. A second crew member was rescued earlier. American Enterprise Institute analyst Matthew Continetti says it's quite probable that Iranian leaders don't fully grasp the damage that the U.S. and Israeli militaries have inflicted on their country.
They don't know the full picture of what's going on. They don't have access to the full range of information. And that does mean, as my colleague Fred Kagan suggests, that when the war ends, they're going to come up from their bunkers, they're going to look around, and they're going to find that the Iranian regime has been dealt a punishing, and I hope lethal, blow.
Continetti was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. Georgia's voting system is at the center of a dispute that state lawmakers have yet to resolve. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The Georgia General Assembly ended its annual session on Friday without a plan for new equipment to overhaul the state's voting system by a July deadline. Lawmakers failed to offer a solution after months of debate, and that's raising questions about how Georgians will vote in November. Currently, voters in that battleground state make their choices on Dominion voting machines, which then print ballots with a QR code. President Trump has targeted those machines following his 2020 election loss, but state law still requires counties to use the machines. Greg Clugston, Washington.
There are about 2.5 billion Christians in the world, and the vast majority of them are celebrating the resurrection today. This is SRN News. Latin America voters see a role for religion in government.
There are looming presidential elections in Brazil, Colombia, and Peru, and a new poll from the Pew Research Center indicates that in each of those nations, about two-thirds of voters say they want a president who will defend their religious beliefs. A similar percentage in each country also say they believe the Bible should be the basis for their laws, and even half of non-religious people tell Pew they feel the same way. Michael Harrington reporting.
A 25-year-old mentally ill Spanish woman who was not suffering from any terminal illness has taken her own life through physician-assisted suicide. Noeola Castillo fought a 2-year legal battle with her family over her right to do so. As the family struggle unfolded, Castillo's case was closely followed in Spain, which passed legislation in 2021 legalizing assisted suicide. This is SRN News. Eulogy for the CIA Factbook, the free standard for world facts, long an educational staple, is gone.
Decades before Google became an everyday verb, there was the CIA World Factbook. The Trump administration shut it down, and there's been much lamenting about the demise of a free source that many people used to check basic facts about countries. The end came February 4th in a fond farewell post from the spy agency. The CIA saying the decision reflects an agency whose core mission has changed over the years. Factbook fans say they'll miss the trusted reference point, but to critics, the Factbook never really stayed truly neutral. I'm Julie Walker.
March Madness is coming to an end. The Michigan Wolverines and UConn Huskies will face off in the championship game Monday. More details, SRNNews.com.